I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. We're continuing our profiles of candidates in races for statewide office. Today, we'll hear from Republican Matt Rosendale, who's running for state auditor. He spoke with our Capitol reporter, Corin Cates Carney.
Matt Rosendale, thanks for coming by Montana Public Radio. First of all, if you could introduce yourself to voters.
Sure. I am Matthew Rosendale. Currently, I'm serving as the majority leader in the Senate here in the legislature. I'm from Glendive. I was initially elected to the legislature in 2010. Prior to that, I was an owner and broker of a real estate firm. Basically was instrumental in taking a small, one-office, five-agent real estate firm and building that into a four-office, 65-agent, multi-million dollar organization. Have been on the ranch now. Live there with my wife, Jean. We've been married for 31 years. I've got three grown sons. Youngest son is running for the legislature in Billings. That's Adam Rosendale. And I feel like we've got a lot we can accomplish here.
When you announced your candidacy, you said that Republican Party leaders had asked you to consider running for the position of auditor. What did they say that was convincing, and had you considered running before?
I feel very strong about serving at whatever level and at whatever position that I can be the most effective for the state and or the nation. I really do. I've been very blessed in my life. I've been very fortunate. And most of my success has come from the ability to go out and develop my ideas in a manner that was not heavily restricted by the government. And if society was better off because of all this regulation that we had put in place, then I could embrace it. But I don't see that society has improved dramatically because of all this regulation that is put in place and has given businesses their problems. I mean, I really don't. So when these people sat down and started having conversations with me about seeking the auditor's office, which is basically insurance commissioner, when you look at the work that I have done in the legislature since the 2011 session, a lot of that has been focused on the insurance industries, whether we're talking about work comp or the medical industry, and how we can better provide services to the people of Montana and lower the cost. I mean, you need to focus on both areas.
And so why do you want to be state auditor, and what would you hope to accomplish?
It's one thing to say that a lot more people have health insurance now. It's a whole nother statement to say a lot more people have better access to health care. We need to take and change that focus on health insurance and say we want to make sure that people have good access to health care. Again, I have worked on specific pieces of legislation over the last three sessions to try and do just that, and I have not had any support from the auditor's office nor the governor's office, so that's why now I believe that if I'm in that office, I can get this legislation through, I can get these ideas implemented, and it will ultimately benefit the people of Montana.
And can you describe some of the pieces of legislation, what they tried to accomplish, so that people might get an idea of what you might do?
Absolutely. And I really appreciate that question, because there's a lot of, you know, folks that would walk around and say, well, okay, you guys are always the party of no, and why is it that, you know, what are your solutions? I always bring solutions to the table. Am I against Obamacare? Absolutely. Did my opponent embrace Obamacare? Absolutely. Has he been trying to implement it since 2011? Absolutely. It's on the record. I brought forth legislation for primary care provider agreements, which would allow a physician to post a menu of items that they're going to provide or services that they're going to provide and the fees that they would charge for those services, and then put you in a position to enter into an agreement to cover those services. And then if you needed additional services that were beyond the skill set of that physician or needed a specialist, then you could have a catastrophic plan that would actually cover those, you know, if you needed major surgery or something like that.
I guess now might be a good time to briefly explain to folks what the state auditor insurance commissioner role is and how your perception of the duties of that position fit in the scope of what you want to accomplish.
You are really the insurance commissioner. So you're the consumer advocate for the insurance and securities industry. And as the consumer advocate, you're there to make sure that people, in a nutshell, that people that are selling products have the ability to provide the that product or service that they are offering out. So you're there to make sure that there's no fraud that is committed, and that you, again, that you protect the consumer. And my idea of protecting the consumer is to make sure that people provide the service that they are selling, and that the state does not apply so much regulation onto the industry that ultimately it causes problems for the consumer. So you have to be able to walk that fine line. I look at running that office, I take the holistic approach of it. You're not just looking at the consumer, and you're not just looking at the business in a vacuum. You have to look at how everything that you do impacts each one of those segments of the industry and the consumer, how it's all tied together.
And you mentioned some wanting to kind of get some legislation through that you worked upon in the past. Is that the role of the auditor's office, or is there an avenue that you would work with legislators as the state auditor insurance commissioner to get those things passed?
Well, you absolutely have to work with legislators, because the auditor's office does not, or the insurance commissioner does not, have the ability to carry a bill. So you have to have those relationships with the legislators in order to accomplish that. That's another benefit that I have. Still have outstanding relationships with members of both the House and the Senate.
And in what I've heard from both yourself and Jesse Lazovich, your Democratic opponent, promises to both create greater access for healthcare and lower costs. Seems like that's something that everyone would like. What makes you more suited to deliver on those promises than your opponent?
My opponent is on the record for embracing a nationalized healthcare system, which has shown to be fracturing not only our insurance industry, but our medical industry and the delivery of that healthcare as well. And I am gravely concerned about the structural problems that it's causing for both of those industries that ultimately are going to be impacting the consumer, I think, for several decades if we don't very soon get it turned around. And again, I've been working on things since the 2011 session to make sure that the people of Montana have different ways to access healthcare. And they have been shot down by the governor, and they have been opposed by the auditor's office, where my opponent has embraced the Obamacare national healthcare agenda that has been destructive, not just to the access to healthcare for the people, but for the actual industry itself.
If elected, you would also serve on the state land board in charge of kind of this investments of school trust lands across Montana. What are some of your values that would influence decisions on that board?
Constitutionally, we are required to make sure that those lands are managed in such a fashion that they generate the most revenue, you know, possible. But we have to do it in such a way that we don't degrade those valuable assets. And so as we fulfill our constitutional obligation to generate the revenue for the school system, we have to do it in such a fashion that we don't degrade those lands, because we are going to be much more reliant upon them for our outdoor and recreational access.
Matt Rosendale is the Republican candidate for state auditor and insurance commissioner. He's facing Democrat Jesse Lazovich. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks, Corinne.